Ndinokuchingamidzai, igama lami nguMatilda Zijena, and welcome to Walk the Talk, the podcast. It has been said that one of the most important skills that an entrepreneur can possess is the ability to sell their product or service. Well, this week, I had the opportunity to sit down to an interview with Tawanda Chinyama, whose inspiring story of salesman turned entrepreneur will have you believing in your own abilities and the simple realization that the journey of 1,000 miles truly begins with a single step. Tawanda is the co-founder, together with his wife Mabel, of Colors Perfumes and Senate Perfumes, available in Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Zambia. Join our conversation to hear firsthand how he has managed to navigate and continues to navigate the unpredictable waters of the startup space. Tawanda, welcome to Walk the Talk.
Thank you.
Tawanda, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you as Tawanda Chinyama, but tell people who Tawanda Chinyama is.
Thank you, Matilda. So Tawanda Chinyama is, I probably want to describe myself as a humble person, somebody who knows God. I think that's also important. I grew up in a Christian environment, or right. A high Christian background.
Yes.
Somebody that always wanted to know further, or someone that always, even when I was young, wanted to be noticed. I think it's important for me to say that.
Yes.
It didn't matter where it was, right from grade one.
Yes.
I can tell you stories that happened.
Tell me one in grade one that had you want to be noticed.
So for example, well, I don't know, this one, one of the stories that I still remember, when I was in, grade three, so a teacher wanted to hit me because I'd done something, because I used to be very naughty.
Right.
And then I thought, no, he can't hit me. And then I say to him, Maganruwa chete.
Yeah.
It's named Zidoma.
Zidoma.
Your life will be Nasa Mtomborari. And he was so scared.
Yeah.
So what then happened is they had to come to my house. Because he wanted to come and apologize to my mother.
Really?
Look, I could tell you stories and stories. There's so many things I've done. I remember I used to play ngoma. I went to a group B school, primary school, to secondary school.
Yes.
I did ngoma one by assembly one wachifamba. And even when I was now in secondary school,
yes.
I used to lead assembly.
Yes.
So I always wanted to get noticed.
Right.
Because, by the way, I need to mention this, I have never seen my father. So
really?
I missed that attention. So I was trying to get it somewhere else.
Wow.
So it could have only been where there were other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now, Tawanda, you went to the same high school as I did.
Yes.
You came to Kwekwe High School.
Yes.
In your A-level year.
Yes.
And I remember you used to lead assembly.
Yes.
And one of the most famous statements that you used to make when you were up on the stage was, Jesus loves you.
Yes.
So you've always had these Christian fundamentals. You came from a Christian background, clearly.
Yes, that's very true. In fact, so when I was young, like I said, I was very, very, very naughty.
Mm.
And then it came a point, some time, where I said to myself, this was enough.
Yes.
And then I started going to Scripture Union. And my life changed. It was like 180 degrees.
What? How old were you then?
I think I was in grade... Wait a minute. Was I not in... I could have been in grade 6, I'm telling you.
Maybe grade 6?
Grade 5 or grade 6. Yeah.
Wow.
Then I started going for Scripture Union. I started preaching when I was in grade 7.
Tawanda.
I'm telling you. I used to hang out with people that are older than me. I knew the Bible, I could preach, I could teach. I used to hang out with the pastors.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just sold out for Jesus.
What led you at grade 6? How old are you in grade 6? You are 10, 11?
Yeah.
What led you to join the Scripture Union at such a young age?
Because what actually happened is, because I was so naughty and my mother always used to beat me.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought there was a guy who was a teacher who used to come to our church. So he was there for me. He showed me love.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through him that I started going for Scripture Union. It was through him that I started getting to know the Lord. And yeah, so I just got sold out.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. So he almost came as a father figure, put it that way. Because
yes.
He was just there for me.
You That's know, good.
Where I laid love elsewhere, he gave me love, that guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would you care to tell me what happened with your dad?
Well, what I know is, she made my mother pregnant and was not responsible.
Right.
Enough to be able to take care of her. She didn't care, she cared less. Okay. And she moved on with her life, with his life.
He moved on with his life.
Yeah,
he
moved on with his life.
Yes.
That's what happened with him. So that's how far it goes.
Wow.
So I've never seen him. And I never bought that. I know that at some stage when I was an old guy, I'll tell you later, when I said that things were so difficult, you start thinking, maybe it was
I should find that about my...
I think it was just emotions.
Of course.
But, that's as far as I know. But, yeah, but that's it. I mean, oh, yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then you found a father figure in scripture.
Do you know, I actually remember when I was young, I used to pray so much and I would say, God, you are my father. I don't have a father figure here, but you've replaced me. Now, when you start looking at my life, there's been so many favors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I made that proclamation, or that I proclaimed that father, God was my father.
And you must.
So what actually happened is you find that there are so many guys who used to come and things just used to work out for me. They'll just give me, they'll just favors for them.
Exactly.
It's quite interesting, eh? So when I started going for Scripture Union and this guy, so his name was Douglas Matsine. You can actually say his name.
Yes.
There is no school that I went to where I was scared of headmasters. Where other kids would run away from headmasters,
yes.
I would be running to the headmaster.
Yes.
I don't know, there was just something within me where I feared nobody.
I know, because I remember you used to stand up on the stage at assembly with the headmaster.
Exactly.
Yes.
So favors were easy to come. I would hang out with teachers. I would hang out with the headmaster. So it was so easy for me to get anything that I wanted. A lot of people wanted to find out who my mother was. So they would want to know who is the mother of this...
Of this brave young man.
Yes. Because I think it was something that, I don't know, something that was probably just born with. I guess, like I said, because I said to God, you've replaced my father, because I don't have a father figure.
That is very profound.
And he played his role beyond any expectation.
And which he does.
Mm.
Okay. Well, after completing your marketing studies at the Harare Polytechnic, your first job was in sales at Unilever.
Mm.
When or what inclined you to realize that you're more inclined towards entrepreneurship whilst you're working as sales at Unilever? Did you promptly jump from Unilever to entrepreneurship, or what happened?
So when I joined Unilever, I had not actually finished my whole program. So I joined Unilever and I'd just done my national diploma.
Wow.
And then when we got there, you will not believe this, within 6 months I was voted the sales rep of the quarter.
Really?
Yes. 9 months into Unilever, I was phoned by Nestle. Then so was the marketing manager. I remember she was Cherry Tumuchikundi, Chikundi here or something like that.
Yes.
And she called me and she said that, I want to see you, I'm offering a job. And I was naive, so I went to my boss. And I said, my boss, I've been, the company's offering me.
Yes,
and
a job.
Because I didn't know, you know. And he said, yes, can't you see what you've done? You've done this, because I think I grew that market, the territory that I was responsible.
Yes.
One of the things that I can tell you, I remember when I was a sales rep at Unilever, we were running a promotion with Jaggers.
Yes.
And there was a tissue called Kleenex.
Yes.
Kleenex was like the top range of the tissues, 2-ply, very expensive.
Yes, 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 it was.
All the Jaggers that I was servicing, I saw a lot of Kleenex that people thought that maybe Unilever had bought shares or equity from Jaggers.
From Jaggers, yes.
So I guess this thing of entrepreneurship, or I don't know, well, of course, anchored from sales and marketing was already within me.
Yes.
So I can, as we move on, I can tell you stories from every company that I've worked with for.
Yes.
You see the same thing repeating themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So you move from Unilever, you go to Nestle.
I went to Nestle.
You're poached by Nestle.
I'm poached by Nestle. And
what
then,
next?
And then I was at Nestle. Nestle, not much happened. I was not very happy there.
Yes.
And then I got offered a job by Art Corporation.
Art Corporation.
Yes, and I didn't even think twice. Well, my salary was being doubled. And then I went to Art Corporation, and there it was very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We started putting stationery into other retail chains, like your Jaggers there.
Yes.
Your Red Star was there.
Mm-hmm.
And many other retail chains, OK, ETC, and the list goes on.
Yes.
And we grew so much. And then, but because I had a big mouth, and because I used to think I know it all, I used to think everyone else, come on, who are you?
I know.
Unfortunately, including the boss. So I got fired.
You got fired from Arts Corporation. Yeah. You get fired from Arts Corporation, yeah. And then you decide.
And then I was sitting at home for 3 months. I was trying to look for a job. Now I remember when I was at Corporation, I was a manager.
Yes.
I couldn't find a job.
Yes.
So after 3 months, I realized, oops, it was overwhelming for my wife.
Yes. So, oh, you're married at this time?
Yes, I was married.
Yes.
And then somebody told me that there was a company called Procam.
Procam.
That was looking for a sales and marketing manager.
Right.
I didn't even know who Procam was.
Right.
So I thought, why not? Because there are some offers that I got before, but because I didn't know the names of the company, you know, like they were no name company sort of ish, like,
that's
so
right.
I could use that word.
Yes.
And I was not enticed because I thought I was going to go to another big organization.
Right.
You know, when you start working for this big organization, corporates, you want to go from one to another.
From one to another, of course.
So I went for an interview, and then I figured out when I got there that no, wait, they were looking for a sales rep. But I didn't have choice because, you know, I didn't have money, you know. You know, income, or we didn't have income, so
exactly.
It was important for me to get a job.
Yes.
So we did the interview, and they end up offering me a key account executive job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So this is a program.
Yeah.
And then at which point did you realize that you were, you know, how did you get into the industry of female products? How did you, because I know you started off with Black Opal, because
mm-hmm.
that's where I started to know about Tawana's doing Black Opal.
Mm-hmm.
So you are at Procam.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get involved with Black Opal?
So Procam was in the group of Varicam, where there is Procam, Greenwood, Varifreight, and Varicam itself.
Mm-hmm.
So my MD, who was in charge of Procam and also in charge of Greenwood,
mm-hmm.
they had Black Opal distributorship in Zimbabwe.
Right.
But they were not doing much with it because they were selling it in the pharmacies. So nobody
yes.
actually knew it. Those were the days when you had your Revlon being the leaders.
Yes, Revlon.
Your Clarins.
Yes.
Your Estée Lauder, the list goes on.
That's true.
So when I found out, I just bumped into one of the leaflets.
Mm-hmm.
I went through it and I thought, wait a minute, this is exciting. So I asked my boss, so my MD then, to say, will we be able to distribute in our division?
Yes.
Which she refused. And she then offered me that I would come and would start a division that would focus on just on Black Opal.
Right.
So I moved on to head that division. So when I got there, we removed the Black Opal from all the pharmacies, and we got it into the leading retail chains.
Yes.
You know, your Edgar's.
Right.
We got into Edgar's.
Mm-hmm.
We got into, then there was Clicks, the Barbers and the Mikus Group, Greatermans.
Yes.
And then the Truths.
Mm-hmm.
Our sales multiplied 10 times, and I'm talking about volume. That America were shocked. They could not even believe it.
Right.
We grew Zimbabwe in Africa to become number two in Africa. So in other words, really? Number one was Nigeria, then Zimbabwe.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, the difference is in market size.
Yeah.
Nigeria and Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
I mean, the next one would surely have been South Africa. Or
not even, eh?
Yeah.
So Nigeria was number one by virtue of numbers, of course. I mean,
of course.
It's got 150 million people, you know.
Yeah.
Population. So, but we did exceptionally well that we started lobbying. You know, things were starting to be so difficult in Zimbabwe. So we started lobbying for South Africa.
What year was that?
That was 2005.
Yes.
End of 2005.
Yes.
2006, I moved to South Africa. They gave us South Africa. That was in July. And so we're now doing, there in South Africa, we're doing Sleek.
Yes.
and Black Opal.
Yes.
But maybe, let me answer your question again. You said, what made you start doing women things?
Yes, yes.
You see, without me knowing, I guess because I saw my mother suffering when I was young.
Right.
And there's been always this thing for women.
Yes.
You know, I think it's something that was just deposited in me.
It's true.
You know, I'm so be sensitive about women, how women suffer, how us guys can just go around fathering.
That's true.
You know, women, and not be responsible enough.
Very unfortunate.
So it's quite interesting that it almost became my area of operation. I'll tell you further, you know, when as we continue the interview, how then have I used later on in life to try and better the lives of women, you know, because of what us guys do, being so irresponsible.
Wow.
You know? So that's what, I believe that's why I've always prospered in these things that have to do with women.
With women.
Because I'm doing it with passion. I'm doing it from my heart. I'm not just
exactly.
doing it for the sake of doing it.
That's true.
Yeah.
It is a passion project for you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it always is said, it has been said,
Yes.
That whatever you do in business,
yes,
lead with passion.
You're right.
Then you'll always succeed.
Thank you.
And talking about the way that, the fact that you support women, you and your wife Mabel,
yeah,
are co-founders,
yes,
of your brand, your two brands, your current brands, Kalos and Senet Perfumes.
Yes. Yes.
Tell me about those two brands. I noticed that you for Kalos Perfumes, you have a different business model to the Senet Perfumes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just tell me briefly how you then got involved with Kalos Perfumes and Senet Perfumes, and then tell me about their business models?
Okay, so there's a little bit of background to that. When I moved to South Africa, because sometimes I think it was to do with sometimes to a certain extent immaturity, maybe you want to call it that.
Yes.
You just believe in what you believe, and you don't recognize people around you. I'd like to think so. I got fired again. I think in my life I've been fired.
So this was when you had moved Black Opal to South Africa.
Yes,
you got fired again.
6 months into that, I got fired.
And but that was your brainchild. You suggested moving to South Africa.
Yes, but I mean, if you are an employee, you're an employee alone.
You're an employee.
You are just a steward. You're taking care of someone's business.
That's
they can
true.
Fire you any day. It doesn't matter what position they give you.
They can.
Yeah. So when I was then in South Africa, I got fired, and I didn't have a job for a year.
A whole year.
My wife had also joined. My wife used to work for a company called Cadco. They were distributors. Before, she used to be a buyer for Edgar's.
Yes.
And then she got a job at Cadco, who were distributors of Givenchy and Christian Dior in Zimbabwe.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes.
She was the brand manager there.
Yes.
So she then came to join me. Well, she came to join. When just after they came to join me in South Africa, I got fired.
Oh, dear.
So we didn't have a job for a year.
A year?
Yes. And we were living on handouts. In fact, after about 3 months or so, you know, in South Africa, you buy things on hire purchase.
Yes.
My car was repossessed. My sofas were repossessed.
Oh,
everything was
it's
repossessed.
True. It's true.
Fortunately, some friends invited them to a 5-bedroom house, so we had to go and stay there.
Wow.
So we lived with them for almost 6 months here. I couldn't get a job.
Wow.
It was so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was telling you before, 50 cents.
If you're just picking up 50 rands.
Like, yeah. Not 50 even
50 cents.
50 cents as in rands.
Yes.
I remember I used to send, please call me. And I can tell you now, there are 6 please call me per day. So I used to exhaust those ones.
Wow.
And I think later on, people, in the beginning, people would entertain. But later on, I mean, they knew that if you see a please call me from Tawanda, is asking for money.
Wow.
So it was quite bad. But I when I look back, it was so important because it built me as a person.
Right.
I was moved away from the crowd, and I think to a secluded place of
yes.
God could speak to me where there was no noise.
Exactly.
And that built us, me and wife. So two things. It built me and my wife.
Yes.
In terms of our relationship, I became so close to her.
Wow.
Because that was the only person that was
because
there
she stood by you.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, I came out with a character. You know,
as
now
you
I have
do.
Time for. Remember, I had time for women.
Yes.
Now I have time for poor people.
Yes.
Because
you understood.
Yes. So I've been there. So
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end of the day, I have so much time because you know, because of that. So
mm-hmm.
For me, that 1 year was very important.
Wow.
But let me quickly get to answer your question.
No, carry on.
So when you came out of it, it's quite a long story, though. But I hope I'll.
No. Tell me everything.
We
want to be inspired to know how you got out of it.
I could not get a job. So I've got a brother. Who was here then? He was in Zimbabwe. That was 2000 and what year was that? That was 2007. Yes, 2007. That was now 2007. He had been looking for a job, but he was in Zimbabwe because he wanted to move to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So when he applied for that job, he put my number as a contact because since I was in South Africa, so the guys who had a vacancy phoned me. Thinking that they were phoning my brother.
Right.
So we had a telephone interview.
Yes.
So this guy is asking me, he's asking me questions. And he said, but what is your name? Because what you are saying is not agreeing with what is on the interview.
Exactly.
Sorry, on the CV.
Yes.
Then I said my name, then because my brother is called Tafara. He said, but the name here is Tafara.
Yes.
And I said, but okay, fine, that's my brother. He said, you know, nevertheless, I'm going to give you the job.
Wow.
But that job was the least job I've ever done in my life. So remember, I got that job by virtue of a mistake that was done. If you want to call it that,
exactly.
You want to put it that way.
But nothing ever happens by mistake.
You can say that again.
Yes.
So I got there and I was selling. I was doing cold calling, selling conferences, and I was earning 6,000 rands. I mean, you need to understand that when I moved into South Africa, I was probably earning 3 or 4 times that.
Exactly.
But now I was earning... But for someone who was looking for 50 cents, 6,000 rands was a lot of money. You know,
exactly.
So, yeah. So,
it so you took that job.
Yes, yeah, I took that job. 6 months down the line, that company closed, shut down.
Wow.
Yes. But guess what? I was so refined. I saw people crying. It was employing about 72 people. But I was a different person.
Yes.
I was so determined.
Okay.
Then, just about a month later,
I
got to a deal of selling Econet lines. Those were the years I was selling Econet lines.
Yes.
And I was buying them from South Africa. And my brothers would come and order from me. I made 150,000 rands in one month.
Wow.
Yes. Unfortunately, that deal was shut down, but I had made my money.
Yes.
And then afterwards, I started working with Nigel Chanakira. We're doing what is called Success Motivation International.
Yes.
I was his
what
distributor.
Year was that?
That was in 2007. Yeah, 2007 to 2008.
Wow.
It didn't work out pretty well. You know, it didn't do so well.
Yes.
So what then happened is I ended up getting distributorship for Nivea, for Zimbabwe and Zambia.
Who did you apply for that? How did you get that?
I just applied for it. But remember, what actually happened is, in fact, we're not finalized, but they say we're going to give you the distributorship. And when I was going to, so I came to Zimbabwe, and on my way to Zambia, I got on the same flight with my boss who fired me. Then when we got to Zambia, then we just started talking. Then we started doing business in Zambia as Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started talking, and then we turned out that we're staying at the same hotel.
Yes.
And then she said, you're doing Nivea. And then I told her this was, I was doing Nivea. They were interested to be my distributor. But the Nivea project didn't take off, unfortunately.
Wow.
So what actually ended up happening is I ended up getting the distributorship for VO5 and Tresemme. So watch
the shampoo
this.
Products.
Yes, watch this. Prochem,
yes,
in Zimbabwe, the company I'd worked for,
yes,
and Greenwood, which was in Zambia, were my distributors. Now listen to this. People think that you need money to start a business. No, you don't need money. You need brands. Now listen to this. I didn't have a single cent.
Mm-hmm.
I came and I did a presentation to Prochem,
yes,
and to Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
They accepted. And then my first deal, we did an order for 450,000 rands. They took that money. They put it in my account. Hello?
Wow.
And I took my bit, which was 120, and the difference I paid the principal. No cent. I didn't even have any investment.
It's true. You don't need money.
You don't need money.
If you can really work it out, you
exactly.
can get into business without
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That was my first biggest transaction.
Wow.
Yes. Well, besides the Econet one.
Yes.
So we did the distributorship, and the principal was Alberto Calva. But unfortunately, Alberto Calva was bought out by Unilever globally.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up losing that distributorship. It actually ended up going to Insco, because Insco already Unilever's distributor.
Exactly.
But then, by that time, I'd already started working with Black Opal.
Yes.
They wanted me to help them in Zambia. So they hired me as a consultant. So we helped them a lot in Zambia.
Okay.
And then, fortunately, for me, so because we grew Black Opal so big.
Yes.
So in Zambia, we were in Edgar's, and we were in... In a game, we're also in Pick and Pay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what actually happened now is Greenwood decided to shut down the entity
in Zambia.
In Zambia.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because of that, I ended up getting the distributorship on my personal capacity for Zambia.
Right.
For Black Opal.
For Black Opal.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I did that for 2 years, but sure, we're having problems in terms of funding.
How was that?
Because the money that we were putting in was not, the turnover we're getting was not enough to carry our overheads.
And how were you distributing it into the retail chains as well?
Yes, we're getting it into the same retail chains.
Right.
And I also got a distributorship for Coty and also for Zambia, for Coty. In fact, it was for Zambia and other countries,
mm-hmm.
for Coty and Coty brands and P&G.
Mm-hmm.
So your Dolce & Gabbana, Bulgari.
Right. Yes.
Lacoste, the list goes on.
Yes.
Versace and all that. But the issue of money, capital, working capital, crushed us. But because I'd established contacts in Pick and Pay and in Game,
yes,
we then decided let's launch our own brand.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what brand was that?
That was Carlos.
Carlos.
Yes. So now let's talk about Carlos.
Let's talk about Carlos.
Yes.
So you launch Carlos.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
Carlos means. Carlos, actually, the name, the initial name is without an E. It's K-A-L-O-S,
yes,
which means beauty with boldness.
Beauty
is,
with boldness.
Yes, in Hebrew. But there's already another company, I think they're in Brazil, who are doing a fragrance brand called Carlos.
Okay.
So because we like the name so much, you put an E. We then decided to put an E at the end.
Yes.
So it's Calose.
Yes, so, I thought it sounded like Calose. Yeah. Do you actually then say Calose?
Yeah. Well,
or do you say Carlos? What do you say? Carlos. In Africa, we feel like we want to say Calose.
Exactly. Yes.
So it's Carlos. Yes. Carlos Perfumes you launched.
Yes.
What year was that?
That was in 2014, 15? I think it was 13.
13?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it was 13. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you know.
Yes, no, that's right.
I have to think, handle
yes.
that. Yeah. So we...
And where did you launch? Where did you launch
first?
That
was in South Africa.
In South Africa.
Yes. So, in fact, the story behind this is quite interesting, and I might want to tell you this.
Please do.
What actually happened is, a friend of mine, Nathan Mwanza, came to South Africa, and he was meeting a supplier for oils, because when you're making perfumes, you need oils, and you need alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So he had come to meet his supplier. So he asked me if I could escort him for lunch. In fact, it was dinner. Because
yes.
his supplier asked if he could come for dinner. He invited for dinner.
Yes.
So then I went with him. Then this guy asked me, what are you doing? And I told him that I was distributing Dolce & Gabbana and all these fine fragrances into Africa.
Yes.
Then he just said, oh, that's really like lovely. When Nathan went to the toilet, we were just about to go. This guy gave me his card and said, you must call me, I put something for you.
Right.
Then when I got home, I just thought, you know, I didn't bother, you know, I just put the card aside.
Yes.
Then 2 weeks later, I just thought, you know what, let me just call. I told my wife, and I just thought, let me just call him.
Yes.
And then the guy said, and I went to his offices, and he wanted us to do equivalent to Zimbabwe, something like Ocean. We were going to sell door-to-door.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes.
But because I'd been a corporate person, I was not really down for that. So I said to him, listen, I'm not like that. Maybe let's launch a brand. Let's do, yes, I'm excited about us launching a brand, but let's do it for retail chains, because that's what I know. That's what I've been doing all my life.
Yes, I know how to distribute into retail.
Yes,
yes. Yes.
So we started.
Mm-hmm.
So he showed me where to buy packaging, the bottles. He showed me where to buy the oils. He showed me where to do everything.
Who then manufactured the product?
Along the way,
yes.
The guy said, listen, I'm overwhelmed. So after he showed me everything, he then pulled out.
Wow.
Exactly.
Maybe he actually had come to birth this baby.
You can say that again, but remember, father figure. Remember the father
figure.
Yes,
again. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
It comes back again and again in your life.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
So we continued with my wife. Then, in fact, I need to say this. I was in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was working. Rewind.
Yes.
When I was doing Black Opal as a distributor.
Yes.
This is very important. I need to say this. This is very important. I was doing it alone. My wife just used to watch. It was my project. It was my business.
Yes.
But when I started Carlos, I started involving her.
Yes.
So, you know, I would involve in one or two things. So, we initially we were going to subcontract or contract manufacturing for everything.
Yes.
But because this guy, for the perfume and all that, but this guy showed us, I started doing this in my kitchen.
You did?
Yes.
You started making the perfumes in your kitchen?
Yes. I was mixing it, and we did our first order was with GEM. We were in 6 countries. Malawi, Zambia, Botswana, Namibia, Lesotho, and which one have I left now? I can't remember the 6th one.
Yes.
Those were the countries that were in 10 stores.
Out of your kitchen?
Yes, out of my kitchen. And then we were filling with my kids and my wife, so we delivered the order.
What a legacy you had. You had no idea at the time.
Yes. But we were making perfumes, and we were penetrating a market, if I could call it, where perfumes were not very. There were no perfumes. It was a niche market that we created.
Yes, underserved market.
Yes.
If you like.
So let me just tell you this. The difference between a deodorant spray and a perfume,
yes.
The deodorant spray is there to fight odor.
Yes.
And a perfume is there to give you confidence.
Yes.
So we were putting,
when you talk
about perfumes, there is an EDC, EDT, and EDP.
Yes.
EDC, which is eau de cologne, has got about 5% of perfume.
Yes.
The rest is alcohol.
Yes.
And then EDT has got about 10%.
And that's your eau de toilette?
Yes, eau de toilette. And then your EDP, which is eau de parfum, has got about between 10 and 20%.
Right.
And the rest is, like I said, it's alcohol. Alcohol, the job of the alcohol is to remove perfume from the bottle to the body, mm-hmm. and then it evaporates.
That's right.
So in other words, when you are buying a perfume that is 50 mils,
yes,
in depending whether it's EDC or EDT,
mm-hmm.
you are only buying a percentage of that, right. which is either 5, 10, or 15%.
And the rest is
alcohol, which disappears.
Yes.
So the moment the perfume lands on your body,
yes.
the alcohol disappears. So the alcohol is like a combi.
That's
it's
right.
done its job.
That's right.
So our Carlos perfume mm-hmm. was now merchandised next to a Duraguin spray.
Yes.
So when I take a pinam shop owner, because now that's why it's expensive. Car.
Yes.
Look, it maybe it's going for, I'd say maybe for, you know, in terms of Zimbabwean standards, maybe yes. it's going for $50.
Yes.
But Duraguin spray is going for $3.
That's right.
It was a no brainer. I ain't
gonna touch $3 deodorant spray.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Because they didn't know what was the difference.
Yes, exactly.
It was only when we do fall-ups into this country
yes.
that people be like, oh, really? Because remember, our perfumes would be sealed, so no one, people are not able to taste
yes,
it.
Yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
So that flopped because we're not able to be in that
country. To differentiate, yes.
Not to differentiate, but we didn't have personnel
yes.
in the countries to explain and give
the
information
yes.
to the consumer. So the product was not moving.
That's right.
Yeah. So the game deal did not go so well,
mm.
except for where we had representatives.
Yes.
Then we went into Pick n Pay, but Pick n Pay Zambia, it was okay, but not so good because it was expensive again. Though we had people, but
yes.
it was okay. You know, we just moving.
Exactly.
But Pick n Pay were now eager for us to get in other African countries.
Yes.
So we were able to get into Swaziland.
Yes.
We're now trying to get into Botswana as well.
Yes.
But what we then did is we decided to change our packaging
mm-hmm.
and we went into bottles because those are atomizers.
Yes.
And that has helped us to grow our brand.
And to differentiate yourselves
yes.
from
But
others
now
brands.
Watch this. One day I was coming from Zambia
mm-hmm.
and I was going back to South Africa. I was
mm-hmm.
driving.
Mm-hmm.
As I always done, I've kept relationships with these the guys who are in Truett, Edgar's, because I've known them for years.
Yes, and business is relational, isn't it?
Yes. So I'd gone to see them, just to say hi. I'd gone to see one of my friends, Mr. Lawrence Mabiza.
Yes.
He's a marketing director at Truett.
Yes.
And then he said, what are you doing these days? And I've also seen, some of the people. And I said, I'm doing perfume. He says, oh, really? Go and get, would you have any? I said, I've got so. He said, go and get the sample, let's see. He said, I like this. I'd like to list this.
Wow.
And I said, are you for real? He says, yeah, go and see my buyer. The guy said, yes, I want to list this.
Wow.
And I said, listen, because it's difficult for me to do business in Zimbabwe because I won't be able to get my money. Let me look for a distributor.
Yes.
So I started looking for a distributor. Fortunately, I found this lady that we were dealing with.
Yes.
And they agreed. And then we got into topics.
Wow.
Selling to topics.
Awesome.
And then we sold the first month. We sold out. They were excited. They put another order.
Wow.
And then we were still working our ways to get into Edgar's.
Right.
And then we got into Edgar's. We got into Truett. We got into Greenwood.
Yes.
You know. And we're expanding. We are now in Jade. We also expanded our range.
Yes.
Because now we've got 11 of them. 8. In fact, wait, yes, yes, yes. Not 11. 12.
12.
8 for... My counting is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually 11.
11.
7 for ladies.
Yes.
Four for men.
Yes.
Yes. And so we have seen as ourselves growing and growing and growing. Maybe let me stop there.
Yes. No, because I was going to... My next question was exactly that as to how did you initiate, because I've noticed through your social media presence
yeah.
that you are moving into retail in Zimbabwe.
Yes.
As I noticed, you've moved into Edgar's.
Yes.
So that was my next question.
Yeah.
So you moved into Truett's first, and then you went into Edgar's.
Into Edgar's.
And then Greenwood Pharmacies and the like.
Yes.
Okay.
So Edgar's was the last one, actually. So it was first Truett's, Greenwood, Topics, Truett's, Greenwood, Kenlink, and then finally we're now in Edgar's and Jet.
Right.
Yeah. But there's something that I need to say that I almost lost.
Yes.
That's right, that I almost forgot.
Yes.
Remember I said that when I was trying to do Black Opal in Zambia,
yes,
distributorship, and I was failing, I was doing it alone.
Yes.
When I was now doing Carlos,
yes,
my wife was on board.
That's good.
It started happening.
Wow. What happened? What did she bring to the table?
I always say this, remember in the Christian background.
Yes.
There's a story in the Bible where
Proverbs.
Abraham
yes.
where Abraham was stuck between Hagar. Okay, let me tell you the story. What actually happened is, remember there was she called Hagar?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Abraham had a child with his maid.
Yes.
Ishmael.
Yes.
And then later on, God blessed Abraham mm-hmm. and then Isaac.
Yes.
And then one day,
mm-hmm.
Ishmael was abusing, or what's the word, bullying
yes.
Isaac.
Yes.
And then Sarah saw that and was not happy with that
mm-hmm.
and went to complain to Abraham
yes.
and said that
your son.
Yes, your son and the maid must go. And Abraham yes. was saying, but how can you say that, etc.
Yes.
And then God said to Abraham, listen to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the reasons why most of us men don't succeed, we don't listen to our wives.
Yes, it is important yes. to listen to your wife because exactly. she is your partner.
Exactly.
Yes.
I started listening to her.
You started listening. That's good.
So there was no decision I was making without listening to my wife.
That's good.
The business had 10. That's so critical. That's so important.
Wow.
I'm talking about the road that I've walked.
Wow. Isn't that is inspiring. Yes. And that is the truth.
Yes.
Because you realize that the direction is to incorporate women and bring them to the table more and more.
Yes.
Because it brings a different perspective to the business.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons why we also launched Senate.
Mm-hmm. Senate. And so we'll talk about Senate.
Yes.
Now you'll tell me how you launched Senate with the different business model. And you've launched it in Zambia. Tell me about, is that where you started
Senate? No, South Africa.
In South Africa.
Yes.
What was the business model for Senate when you started?
So Senate was also, you know, you said there are no mistakes.
Yes.
But actually what happened is I wanted to go to Zambia for Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
Then it turned out that my permit was going to expire, mm-hmm. my South African permit.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied for it to be renewed
mm-hmm.
and they declined it.
Wow.
So I didn't want to take chances of leaving South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So I was now stuck because Zambia was what was happening that time.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing was actually happening in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So I was now stuck now, just sitting at home.
Yes.
Then we decided, instead of me sitting at home, why can't I just launch another brand?
Yes.
That's how Senate came about.
Wow.
Yes. Senate means, it came from the American Senate, you know, where you have a Senate, where yes. senators come and sit.
Exactly.
So for us, it's assembly of women coming together and discussing about business. That's where the word Senate comes
wow.
from. So I have not forgotten. This is, for me, the gift that we thought, let's give back to the women.
Exactly.
Senate was specifically designed for women.
For women.
We've seen how women have been troubled,
mm-hmm.
whether they are married, whether they're not married.
Right.
They're always struggling.
That's right.
They're struggling from labor, and they're struggling throughout.
That's true.
So we thought maybe in one way or another we could give back to the women.
And empower them.
It could have been any other product. But for us, because we understood about perfume,
yes.
thought, let's use perfumes.
Exactly.
So we are saying, come, let's talk, and we want to empower you.
Yes.
Instead of you just looking at your salary,
mm-hmm.
we want you to create more channels of income.
Yes.
So the reason why it would almost look like Senate was launched in Zambia, because it did exceptionally well in Zambia.
Yes, it seems the presence is more visible in Zambia for
yes.
Senate.
Because what we did is we partnered with who was our ambassador, somebody who's equivalent to Zimbabwean Jay Prezi.
Japreza. Yes.
Yes. So this guy is called Biflo.
Wow.
This guy, he was recognized and working with some Obama program. This guy moves around with, or he's invited, becomes even guest of honor when there's the president of Zambia.
Wow.
Or the first lady.
Wow.
So that helped us a lot. He's very powerful on social media.
Yes.
So whenever we post anything, and he took ownership on our brand, he would yes. say, my perfume,
yes.
meaning Senate.
Exactly. So yes. you basically used what is known in social media platforms as an influencer.
Exactly.
So you used his influence
yes.
to build the Senate brand in Zambia.
Exactly. So his post would get like 25,000 likes.
Wow.
Or more.
Wow.
So that established the brand. We took it further. We then partnered. Also, we appointed another brand ambassador. Called Chris Katongo.
Chris Katongo.
Yes,
Chris Katongo in Zambia. Mm-hmm.
Chris Katongo is a former African footballer of the year,
wow.
and also former Zambia mm-hmm. Zambian captain. That mm-hmm. Zambian team that won Africa Cup of Nations.
Yes.
Yes. So he's our brand ambassador even to date.
Wow. So this is why there's such visibility in
exactly,
Zambia.
Exactly.
I don't see the same visibility for Senate in Zimbabwe. What are you doing for the Zimbabwean women in regards to Senate and that business model?
You're going to be seeing it soon because we have started and everything is now ready to, we are ready to launch Senate.
And what will your formula be? Would you care to share so that if anyone wants to get on top of of that?
It should be more or less the same thing, same concept, tried and tested.
What is that concept first. Again? Just run it by me.
Which is where we are saying that if you are a woman out there,
yes,
you've got a job, but you don't have a job. Mm-hmm. Your salary is never enough.
That's right.
So we have a system that you are able to come and buy a starter pack of just even 10 bottles mm-hmm. of perfume.
Yes.
Put a markup, sell at your own time,
mm-hmm.
in your office, at your church,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even in your neighborhood.
Right. At university, at school.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Yes.
You know, that's what we are saying.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have a job, instead of you just waiting until you get a job, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are saying we need financial independence in women. The problem that a lot of women have is they depend so much on the men.
Mm-hmm.
You end up getting into a relationship, not that you really like the men,
mm-hmm.
but because you're benefiting from them in terms of finances.
That's right.
Aru, badara, rent and all that.
Yes, yes.
But that's not the life.
I think that is so important for our times in Zimbabwe at this point, that women need to be empowered financially.
Exactly. So we recognize the sovereignty of an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So we are saying, as a woman, just be who you are.
Exactly.
Put a value on yourself.
Exactly.
So that you attract the right men.
Yes.
Because Varume Wakawana, you are just a nobody. You end up taking advantage.
Exactly, that's true.
Yes.
And then they don't treat you well.
Exactly.
Because they realize that you have no options.
Exactly.
Recently, there was a beauty extravaganza that was held at Edgar.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave away a car.
Mm-hmm.
The Carlos brand gave away a car, $3,000 in cash,
mm-hmm.
and some flat screen televisions.
Yes.
Tell me how that feels when you're able to impact the lives of people in that sort of way.
Exactly. So, in fact, the promotion is still running. It started the beauty extravaganza, but it's actually extended to the end of June.
It's extended to the end of June?
Yes.
Right.
It's running until the 30th of June.
With another car to be given?
Not the same car.
The same car?
The same car.
Oh, it hasn't been given yet. It's to be given.
Yes,
All right.
Yes. What we've been giving every month, however, are your TVs and your cell phones.
Yes.
Yes. So, the cash, which is $3,000, and the car has to be given away end of June. Yes.
Okay.
It feels great, hey. Mm-hmm. So we believe in giving back to the community,
which is important.
It's thank you for using our brand,
mm-hmm.
but more importantly, even in terms of our brand, I don't know whether you've had a chance to use it. You probably realize that Atsugunyima,
yes,
we're given the best, there's quality in it.
Yes, yes, yes.
The reason why we have not put our bottles in a box,
mm-hmm.
because we want to use all the money to improve or to make sure that the quality of the content is good.
It's really good.
Because that's what matters at the end of the day. The bottle,
it's the content.
The bottle or rather the box you throw away.
That's true.
But what is very important is what's inside. That's what is going to, you know, make it come back. So for us, it's giving back. What you're going to see even in the future, mm-hmm. is Carlos identifying with the community. Having a social responsibility.
Yes.
So this is just at the beginning.
Wow.
So, but there's so many things that we have in the bag where we're just going to be focusing on. Can I take a quick high? Or rather, take a quick. Exactly. How, when people think about Carlos, are they just thinking about buying from Edgar's? Or are they thinking, good, Carlos, you got to get this on my road?
Yeah.
Carlos, you got to buy groceries.
That's true.
Those are things that we want to.
That is what is important.
Yes.
I mean, people are becoming more conscious and aware of brands that give back to their communities.
Exactly. Yes.
And people will support a brand that does exactly that.
Thank you.
So you'll be well positioned.
Thank you.
Absolutely. When have you been most satisfied in your life?
Very interesting question. So I'd say, I think I could answer that question as in the what happened in the past, or I could also answer what really satisfies me in my life.
Yes.
Yeah. So I would actually think of a time when we went many times, but I could almost pick the time when I was working for Prochem. I think I mentioned that in a pre-discussion. You know, when we sold 1 million bottles of Elegance into TM in 1 month.
That is amazing.
That I know for a fact. I can sit here and tell you that had never happened because I've worked with Unilever before. That do Vaseline.
Has it happened since? Maybe you can check with.
That would never happen. Sorry, it sounds like I'm feeling.
Well,
you know,
maybe that should be a target that we should put forward to the current sales team.
Yeah.
And it becomes a competition to beat Tawanda Chinyama's and his team's 1 million bottles of Elegance.
And I can bet you, Matilda, go and check. Maybe you can go back to Procure and find out.
Yes.
Even to Unilever, that
yes.
Has anyone ever sold 1 million bottles? In 1 month, in I'm not talking month. About. In one, wait, watch this. In 1 month, in one store.
Well, I've got a contact, but I'll check with Clara. There's a lady there who's doing sales and marketing at Procure called Clara. I'll check with her.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's lovely. As a marketer, you understand the importance of brand visibility.
Mm.
What can you advise other up-and-coming startups or other up-and-coming brands with regards building their brands and creating visibility?
Yeah. So I think it's very important to... A lot of people just think that when you have a chance to get into a little chain, that's enough. And that's I think that's why a lot of people have not done they start living another life.
Right.
The first transaction.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes beyond that. Thank God that I did marketing. You know, I'm a marketer by profession, so that really has helped.
Absolutely.
You need to make sure that your brand is visible, in all sense, visible as in, on the shelf, first and foremost.
Right.
But visible as in the sense that before a consumer leaves his house or her house, Iripa shopping list.
It's top of mind.
You understand?
Yes.
You know, that's where we want to go. You know, we when we started Black Opera, nobody knew Black Opera. In fact, even New Elegance.
Mm-hmm.
But now people go and look for Black Opera.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about. It means that they are... the things that you need to do that brings that visibility.
Yes.
I'm talking about promotions.
I'm
talking about your social media. These days, the Anguema social media.
That's true.
You social need media. To take advantage of that. We grew Zambia, by the way, through social media.
Yeah, and you said through an influence as well. Yes.
So I got to make sure that you take advantage of every channel that you can think of.
Because
you never know who's going to have access to that channel.
That's right.
You know. So basically, that's what I would say. You need that budget for that. It's not good enough to have money to buy stocks or to produce a product.
And not talk about it.
Yeah, you need a budget for that.
To create visibility.
To create awareness.
You're based in South Africa,
and
you've got operations in South Africa where you're distributing in South Africa, in Zimbabwe, and in Zambia. Which of the countries are you experiencing the fastest growth?
Zimbabwe has actually shocked us. All of us, and I sing a song wherever I go that I would actually say that we are in a new dispensation and we haven't seen anything. I talk of that because I saw what is happening in Zimbabwe, happening in Zambia.
Right.
We have seen the fastest growth that even our customers, rather our retailers, our traders, they're even shocked. More so for our brand. It's incredible.
Yes.
We have seen your 100-fold notable on Bible BDA.
You know,
within a short period of time. So, Zimbabwe, without even, that's a no-brainer, Zimbabwe is our fastest market.
Really?
Hence, I'm now spending more time in
that. Zimbabwe is your fastest growth country of all.
Yes.
Between Zambia, South Africa, and Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is doing outperforming all of them.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It's out of this world. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
So your own home country is delivering.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? What is your intention with the work that you're doing with your brands, Carlos and Senate?
Okay. So we are building a brand. I guess the fact that I worked for corporate entities helped a lot. I'm believing that we want to build a brand that will touch each and every person that is going to be using that brand.
Right.
At least we want to build a brand that when someone uses, they will be able to come back very satisfied.
That's right.
I think so far we are doing so well. We are building brand first and foremost for Africa. We want to be in each and every African country. We will build a brand through distributors. We want to appoint local people in that country that will be able to expand and penetrate the retail chains there.
Right.
The good thing about it is that, on the same note, we are creating employment.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
I'm excited. I think here in Zimbabwe, there are more than 40 people that we have given
to. That is amazing.
Yes.
You're empowering people
you know,
in these difficult times.
And for me, it gives me excitement.
That's right.
You know, but it also gives me excitement that even Fanaia Distributor Watch, they were doing something else. But now Carlos has become like the core business rival.
That's true.
That's exciting.
That's good.
We want to copy and paste that in many countries, not only in Africa, but in the near future, globally. But we want to go beyond perfumes.
Right.
I can tell you now, before the end of the year, we are launching deodorant sprays.
Wow.
but we want to do lotions. We want to do. We want to grow a cosmetic brand that will not follow. I can guarantee you that. Let's have this interview again. But that will be a leader.
I cannot wait.
Yes, it will be a leader. That one is given. Remember when we started Black Opal?
Yes.
I told people that Black Opal will be a leader.
Yes.
And now it is a leader. Wow. When we were doing your Elegancy,
yes.
I told people that Elegance will be a leader. It is a leader.
And you sold a million bottles.
Vaseline is following Elegance.
Yes.
There could be many other factors.
Yes.
But as you rightly put it in the beginning, things happen for a reason. Things are going to take.
No, things happen for a reason. Yeah. It's always on purpose.
Yes.
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 Tawanda, you've been amazing. This has been a great interview. I hope that your mom sits back and is proud of the work that you've done.
Thank you so much.
In empowering women, and that you continue to do the same.
Yes.
We'll be here to take you on another interview as you grow your brands. I look forward to reading and talking to you in the future about your brands.
Thank you so much, Latina.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you have it, Zimbabwe, here with another inspiring interview from another Zimbabwean that is doing great things. I hope that you continue to walk the talk in your life, because you never know, I may be interviewing you very soon. Thank you very much.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.